force-fed the creativity and ideas of others. You have endured soulless, manufactured music, the result of a nation sponsored by fast food. But the time has come to stand up and take back your ability to choose what you want and experience the music they don't want you to hear. If you are hearing this transmission, welcome to the revolution. Welcome to Not For Air Underground Radio.
Justin McPatches, bitches.
Q Howard.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. It's a depression. Everybody's out of work or scared of losing their job. The dollar buys a nickel's worth. Banks are going bust. Shopkeepers keep a gun under the counter. Punks are running wild in the street, and there's nobody anywhere who seems to know what to do, and there's no end to it. We know the air is unfit to breathe, and our food is unfit to eat. We sit watching our TVs while some local newscaster tells us that today we had 15 homicides and 63 violent crimes, as if that's the way it's supposed to be. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. We sit in the house, and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living rooms. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel-belted radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone. I want you to get mad. I don't want you to protest. I don't want you to riot. I don't want you to write to your congressman because I wouldn't know what to tell you to write. I don't know what to do about the depression and the inflation and the Russians and the crime in the street. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. God damn it. My life has value. So, I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore. I want you to get up right now. Get up, go to your windows, open them, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore. Things have got to change.
How many stations does this go
out? You've got to get mad.
67. I know it goes to Louisville and Atlanta.
We're not going to take this anymore. Then we'll figure out what to do about the depression and the inflation and the oil crisis. But first, get up out of your chairs, open the window, stick your head out and yell, and say, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
Have any idea what you're listening to?
Not for Air Radio with Justin Jordan.
Oh, what a fucking week have we Oh, goddamn. What a week we've had, huh? You fucking people out there fucking giving me a headache. Oh my god. Just so much bullshit. This month, right after Halloween, until now has been bullshit. And let's be clear, the stuff that happened last Friday, because we're not doing the political show. We don't do that here. In fact, we're going to play punk rock and have fun, because that's better. But the bullshit that happened on Friday, which was unfortunate, and it sucks, and it's very sad that a bunch of people died for no reason. And that's horrible. So, that's terrible. But that bullshit included with the people doing it, and people bitching about red cups. And now we got refugee people talking about that. It's just been fucking one nightmare after another. And everybody on Facebook's a goddamn expert. They fucking got their Facebook degree at Facebook economics and Facebook fucking lawyerisms and whatever bullshit Facebook bullshit they're doing. And I'm just like, nah, I don't care. I don't fucking care. Okay? Because it doesn't matter what I'm going to do. There's so many higher-ups in the world that don't give a fuck that it's just going to do what the fuck they're going to do, and I'm just like, all right. When somebody comes knocking on my door at the wrong time, then I'm going to fucking deal with it. Until then, I'm going to play music and have fun and just I don't even want to go outside because everybody's a fucking idiot out there. People are driving like crazy. Everybody's acting nuts. And Facebook is so full of shit. People on Facebook, you know, it's getting to the point where people used to be really cool with each other in person and still is. But it's like, okay, you have a different opinion than me. Oh, that's fine. We'll talk it out. Or, you know, that's just the way it is. You know, okay, so you like, you know, you're like the Giants or some shit. And I like the Yankees, but we're still friends. Okay. Now it's like, no, on Facebook. And this is not politics. This is Facebook. I have a different opinion than you, so either you get on board or you're gone. And I'm like, what the fuck kind of world do we live in? Oh, you don't like Star Wars? You're gone. Okay. You know, it's that mentality. It's just, I don't get it. I don't fucking get it. Because I don't act like that. I'm like, look, you don't like the same shit as me, fine. I joke, you know, like if I was single and I, hey, you're a hot girl or whatever, you know, similar. You like punk rock? No, I'm out. You like horror movies? Nope, I'm out. But that's like a whole different thing. I like plenty of people that don't like horror movies and punk rock or video games. I've been there. It's fine. I just hang out with those people more because we have a lot more in common, but I don't even like football that much, but I hang out with Jeff and watch it every Sunday. Watch the Dolphins get their ass beat because my team, they suck. But they won last week, so cool. So anyway, it's just funny that's the world now is, oh, if you don't agree with me, you're gone. And I'm just like, go fuck yourself. And it's not because of that. It's just like, whatever. Fine. Bye. There's like two fucking coins. Like two sides, right? There's... I don't have enough time in my life now, so I have to value certain people. You know, I don't have room for everybody. Fine. I get that. Cool. That's fucking wonderful. And I do too. Like, I don't go hanging around people too much from the past. There's a couple friends I should be hanging out with, and I think I will. I got a lot of stuff going on. But anyway, but it's like, you know, I don't hang out with exes. Obviously, I'm married, so why would I hang out with an ex-girlfriend? You know, everybody's got their own lives now. And you know what I mean? Like, I value, you know, everybody on the caffeinated, and I value, you know, my wife and a couple other my close friends. And, you know, I know a lot of creative people that I'm friends with that I see at cons. I don't get a chance to hang out with them often, but, you know, I value them. And that's just the way it is. But it's like now, it's like, oh, nope, you don't agree with me? Fine, we're not friends. Okay, bye. I mean, what am I supposed to do? Get upset? I mean, I am, but it's like, you know, but luckily all my friends are, you know, certain things you just don't bring up. Politics and yada, yada, yada. It doesn't work. You know, but luckily, you know, my group of friends and us, we're all very like-minded, you know. So, it's just silly to me that everybody acts like that. So, whatever. Fuck them. It's like, you know, it's the punk rock mentality. I'm just going to do what I'm going to do. But even then, you get these groups on Facebook, certain ones, and they're fucking, oh, that's not punk rock, or that's, whatever, go fuck you, who cares? You know, I've had that happen before, people looked at me like, oh, he's not punk, and I'm like, no, I just run a punk rock station now, I'm not punk rock, okay, and it's like, I take it in stride and I laugh, whatever, okay. You know, I just run a punk rock show where I play underground bands that don't get radio play other than a couple other punk stations. So, yeah, no, I don't know anything. You know, but fuck them. You know, it's the same thing as, like, what do you know about gaming? I'm like, fucker, I grew up on Nintendo. Get the fuck out of here. Yeah, you get these fucking mouthy little kids. It's like, just knock it off. Have fun. And so fun-wise, what else happened? Oh, on unrelated horrible news as far as terrorists go. Ronda Rousey, the queen of the mountain, got knocked the fuck down. Can't stay on top forever, and she got beat up. Now, she put up a sort of a good fight, but the other chick just dominated and beat the shit out of her, and knocked her the fuck out, and then beat her in the head some more. And I think that's because Rousey doesn't really have good sportsmanship. She kind of didn't touch gloves, which usually it's kind of a respect thing, like that's what you do. Kind of a mouthy, I mean, I know she's trying to sell the pay-per-view, you know, I get it, but kind of being a cunt, kind of half, you know, and you got knocked the fuck out for it. Will she do well in spring back? I don't know, we'll see, whatever. I don't really watch a lot of UFC, but yeah, everybody can be taken down a peg or two. Everybody, you can be on top for so long, but eventually somebody's going to come beat you out of it. The other cool thing was Enter the Badlands? Enter the Badlands. Fucking awesome, awesome show. Nice throwback to the old Kung Fu movies. And it's kind of cool that this future, you know, kind of wasteland place, they don't really have guns. They got rid of guns, and everything's like sword fighting and that kind of stuff. Now that's the art of how to dispatch people, which I thought is fucking cool. So, you know, speaking of a future wastelands, I'm playing Fallout 3. I know everybody's like, oh, he's playing Fallout 4? No. I don't have a PS4 to play Fallout 4 on. And it'd be kind of hard right now because the two big games that came out just now was Fallout 4 and fucking Battlefront from Star Wars, you know. And because Star Wars is going to be here less than a month. So that's going to be tight. And I'm excited because it really does. When I look at the trailers, it just feels like a Star Wars movie. As the other three didn't. I don't know. It's just something about them. But, you know, this just looks like really nice. So we'll see how it goes. We've been burned before. But anyway, yeah, everybody's just in a fucking pissy mood and fighting. I don't know. I don't get it. I just don't put up with it. hey, if you're into punk rock, which listening to the show and the station you are, here on the glorious instead of podunkradio.com. If you like metal, check out Metal Zone Radio. If you like goth and industrial and other sweet night sounds, I don't know what the hell that means, check out Death Rock Radio in Tampa, or Death Rock Radio Tampa, on the west coast of here, Florida, about a couple hours from me. Really cool shows. They got different DJs, and they play a lot of cool different music like that. I think it's awesome. Especially from my old clubbing days at Respectables when they had the industrial stuff and the goth nights. So very cool. Check it out. I think it's cool. And, you know, Metal Zone's awesome. And if you like punk rock, here you are. Check out No Sale. Punk Band Promotions is who you need to see. If you are a band and you have a band and you want people to know your band, fuck Facebook and all that horse shit. Use that. Use Twitter. And also go to punkbandpromotions.com as well. It's basically like a better version of, hold on, let me think. Not Facebook, the other thing. Not Bands in Town. Hold on. Reverb Nation. It is like a fucking 20,000 times better old, you know, it's like better than Reverb Nation. It's like an old MySpace, kind of like GeoCities, and you know, showing the age here. But it's a really cool website where you can upload your stuff, connect with other people, promote your things. It's a nice thing for the punk rock community, so very cool. So anyway, there's that. So let's play some tunes, right? Fuck me talking. Let's see. By the way, before that was the Fuckers. Fuckers is awesome. We're going to play some Church and State. And we're going to play Danny Worm, Mission to Mars as well. Enjoy. I don't know. I got nothing. Put on radio.
Learn. best friend, but she'll never.
Jordan.
I will gouge out your eyeballs and skull fuck you!
Exclusively on Not For Air Radio. PodunkRadio.com.
Yes, not to confuse me with the comic book guy, Justin Jordan, who's probably more talented than I am. Guess what, kids? I've decided, by the way, new rule or new segment, I don't know. If you're listening to the show and suddenly you hear a song stop like that with a break, it probably means I can't deal with it anymore. I got to switch it up. And that's what that song was. It was bringing me down. I was like, I don't know what it was. I found it in my folders of things to play. And I'm like, yeah, I'll play this. You know what? Because the truth is, for the last 5 years, I 90% don't know what I'm doing. You can see that pictures on my Facebook page and on the Underground Horror Radio, or Not For Air pages from Spooky Empire, as I'm trying to explain to people how to do a podcast. And not even the music stuff, not even this stuff, just talking. And it looked like I was explaining quantum physics or some shit. And I'm like, all right. So anyway, because of this week and everybody being crazy, guess what time it is? We can listen and find out together. Yeah. I'm cracking open a beer. Fuck this shit. My fucks are gone. So yeah, if there's a song I'm playing and I suddenly am like, nope, can't deal with it, it's crap. And by the way, I always give everything a fair shake. I do play a lot of stuff, you know, that I don't always play stuff I don't like. 90% of what I play is stuff I like. But every now and then I'll give something a shot. And I'm like, you know what, even if I don't like it, somebody out there might like it. But I just wasn't feeling the dude's love song or where the fuck it was. So I'm like, nope, you're gone. Time to not have that happen here. All right. So, yeah. Anyway. Yeah. Now. So, it's beer time. We're drinking a beer now. We're going to drink a beer, and we're also going to get on goddamn Facebook, of all places, to see what's happening this weekend. Because that's my fucking... Well, I know Saturday night, down at the Creepy Tiki in Fort Lauderdale. So... down south, the Living Deads, which I will play some of that soon, our good friends the Living Deads are playing. And as we all know, I love the Living Deads, and so does Nicole. So there's that. That's always badass. So with that, they're going to be playing Saturday. Now, tomorrow night, Friday night, the 20th, if you're into punk rock like I am in this station, and you're in the horror movies, which I am in on the station, definitely check out the 30th anniversary and on the big screen for one night only, The Return of the Living Dead, which is a great fucking movie. We're going to be there hanging out with Morbid Movies again, our good friends. Please come hang out. $10, you get yourself a nice little buttons, you get yourself some... a chance to win some cool stuff, including a poster that was done by a great artist. So please, you know, these cult movies are fantastic to show on the big screen. And a lot of people, you know, up in where we're at, there isn't much like that at all, really. A lot of people complain places and go, I wish some place would do stuff like that. Okay, well, now we are. So for months now. So, you know, go see it. Especially if you live in the Palm Beach area, you should definitely go. Because as you guys know, you're more of in a bigger city than we are in St. Lucie. And, you know, you got Clematis. So you can actually go watch this movie, be out at a decent time, and go down to West Palm, you know, up to Clematis and hang out. You know, because this is in the movies of Lake Worth out west by the Turnpike. So, for real, it's awesome. $10 for a movie is cheap compared to how it is now. And you get to see something awesome on the big screen that you normally would not get to. So definitely keep supporting this event so we can keep having it. That's all I'm saying. Now, let's see what else is going on this weekend. I think up in Melbourne? I don't know. I have to look. Hold on. Da-da-da-da-da events. Here we go. Yep. I already know all that. Okay, UltraCon. Yeah, if you're a big in the conventions and comic books and cosplay and all that good stuff like we are, check out UltraCon down at the fairgrounds also this weekend in West Palm. We can't go. We don't have the money. I'm not a guest. Can't go. PalmCon I can afford. This is a little bit more pricey. Plus, we just spent a lot of money over at Spooky. So, you know, kind of broke. Not much else happening right now this weekend. Let me find what Spicoli's doing. My buddy's in Spicoli. If you haven't checked out Spicoli yet, please go do. They are playing up at November 20th. They're playing at what is this? Melbourne, Boondocks. They're playing at the Boondocks in Melbourne, so please go hang out. $5, $7 at the door. It's Spicoli, My Second Summer Reunion, Best Supporting Actor, and Frank Posser. Very cool. And then I think on Saturday, let's see, here we go. Saturday, it's Jim's B-Day Bash, Spicoli, DeRuchin, at the Low Budget Bowl in Palm City. So if you're a skater, this is something you should probably go hang out. If you are a skater in town, I'm sure you're going to go because everybody knows everybody anyway. So I'm not going to even bother. You know, you guys got this. So very cool. That's pretty much what's going on locally around here. If you got more stuff that's going on where you're at, go hang out, you know. But, you know, that kind of thing. What else is going on? Yeah, Rhonda got knocked out. Everybody's acting like a nut. Can't say what you want on Facebook without people unfriending you. Yeah, that's all. There isn't much else going on. Just, you know, people being stupid and stuff. I haven't been to a show in a while, so I think going to Lauderdale might be a good idea. I don't know. You know, we're taking over Podunk come January, officially. So that's exciting. Not that I want to, like, just take it out of Jackson Sanity's hands, mind you. It's not like that. It's not like a hostile thing at all. It's just that he can't run it right now, and, you know, he's got a full-time gig, and he didn't want the station to die. And I don't either. You know, I love Podunk Radio. I think of all the stations I've been on, this is not a slight against any of the other ones I've been on, but this is the one I loved from the instant, from the get-go. And I just love everything about it. I love all the shows on here. So I'm happy to you know, give it a little bit of that McPatch's twist, but I'm actually just going to leave a lot of it alone because it's perfectly fine the way it is. Hey, if it ain't broke, don't fucking fix it. So anyway, but yeah, I mean, check out, like I said, Punk Band Promotions. Check out Sick Boys Radio. Check out Brothers Grimm, Best Tables in Hell, Bastard Club, Loud, Fast, and Shitty. So there's so many fucking great shows that are 100 times better than this show. But not to say that we're not good. It's just it's totally different than how everything else is. The other thing I wanted to mention is go to McPatch's Media on Podbean. And, you know, you go to Podbean and you go to type in McPatch's Media. All our stuff's there. Everything from Underground Horror Radio. This is all since, like, March or April. I can't remember, May. But Underground Horror Radio's up there, all those. Couple of ones from England from our good friends Sandy and Liam at the Drunkenated English Cast is what I call it. That's on there. Cutthroat Metal Cast is on there. All our episodes from that, which I think is going to come back. Right now, those guys are taking a break. I get it. And right now, a lot of the stuff that's going on next month or two, we're kind of chilling because A, the transition, and B, it's holidays. Anyway. and then that's on there. Caffeinated Podcast is on there. All 14 episodes. We just got done with number 14 last week. It's up now. Pretty chill. We just hung out and bullshitted. If you're fans of the original podcast with me and Matt and Boots, it's a similar with the exception of not having Matt on it, which does not mean that we don't want Matt on it. Matt just lives in Texas. But if he comes and visits, he'll totally come on. And, you know, we miss Matt and everything, so that would be awesome. I think, if anything, he'd make the show better. But right now it's me, Boots, Bart, and Irish Jeff, my good friends. So those are cool, and Kyle's back there mumbling, not having a microphone. And Isis, a girl's name is Isis, was on. Not fucking terrorists, dumbasses. And then that's pretty much, there's that one, and like Not For Air, this one's on there. So anyway, that's that. Let's play some more tunes. Enough of me yapping away like a fucktard. What do we got coming up? Let's see, The Blame, and I got some Caverman, because I love those guys. And what else do I want to play? What do you want to hear? Go ahead and shoot me. I'm just kidding. Don't bother me. I know I was going to play Living Deads. Oh, going to play Living Deads. Fuck you. But yeah, definitely. Let's see. Yeah, Barrel Full of Monkeys is fun. We'll play that too. So there we go. A couple good songs on the way. Enjoy. Wait, did I just play The Blame? Oh no, hold on. Now I do. Good, enjoy.
Everything that I'm told. Wanna believe everything's gonna be alright. No threat to war, no need for guns. The kids in the street just out and they're having fun, yeah. People tell me that I'm an angry beating heart, but I can't sit back and watch while the world just falls apart. So I kick and scream and shout, cause somebody's got to hear it.
Safety. And find myself being very cautious on the highway. I don't have the urge to speed on the highway. People say racing is dangerous, but I'll take my chances on the track any day and on the highway.
I can't afford the medication. I'm going to be blind. here's the thing. Don't just watch some show that's shit just because you don't like Seth MacFarlane.
Like that fucking Napoleon Dynamite cartoon. That movie was fucking terrible. What makes you think the cartoon will be any good?
Justin Jordan and Matt Hickman. Two guys desperately protecting their virginity. Not for air.
Underground Radio.
Yeah. Anyway, nice throwback Thursday there with Drive Away, and a nice plug from when we started on Podunk Radio about, I guess, 3 years ago, me and Matt. So that was pretty awesome. It's always good to play some of that old stuff. If you enjoyed a lot of the stuff that me and Matt did, definitely check out Not For Air podcast. It's on the Not For Air Underground Radio website. All the old episodes are there, with Matt, me, eventually Ferry, Boots, of course. So, very good stuff. It's come a long way. Caffeinated is, I wouldn't say it's better than Not For Air. It just feels like it's better as far as, I mean, it's not good. We're awful. But I think it just seems like, okay, between me learning all this stuff in the last 5 years to kind of get it going, and we're all a little older, I think it actually works pretty well. Again, it has nothing to do with Matt not being on it. If Matt was on it, I think it would be fucking a whole different show, but it'd be really, really good. And like, again, that could always happen. We never know. But definitely love the caffeinated. And of course, Not for Air, the original Not for Air podcast with me, Matt, and Boots, and everything I did after that with everybody, it'll never be gone. Like, it always will have a special place in my heart. Do I think this show is better now that I've been doing it on my own for 3 years? Not better, different. I wouldn't say it's better. I'd say that it's kind of become more this 1 hour of me just kind of fucking around and playing tunes. I don't think it's better. It's different. I'd say that. It's not what it was. But I wouldn't say that it's better. I wouldn't say it's worse either. I just think it's a little bit different. It's a totally different dynamic than having three or four people do this weekly. You know, but I still love Not for Air. I always will. Even after, you know, even running Podunk now and focusing on that and trying to get this other show going where I play a lot more local music, you know, and, you know, and Cutthroat, and of course Underground Horror Radio also has another special place in my heart just because of it's me and Nicole's show, and, you know, that's important. But, oh yeah, I always have a soft spot. I can never not. I mean, we've done a lot in 5 years in this shithole town. You know, it's all trial by error. It's all learning stuff. And, you know, it's not bad. We got huge festivals coming up. We're going to start promoting the Brian Jackson Festival that's coming up in January. It is fucking huge. And also, I still say to this day it's better than Warped Tour. Bake Sale... maybe. Bake Sale's different. Like, Warped Tour's turn this thing I can't stand because all the music is just, I don't like it. Bake Sale I always loved because it was A, the buzz, which I love, and I've been to a lot of those and had a lot of good experiences. Just a fun day to hang out with your friends. This festival, this is the second one, and it got so big that now it's at the fairgrounds. But last year was awesome. I had a really, really good day. The community was really together. Seemed like everybody had fun. You know, we hung out with a lot of the bands, did a lot of interviews, hung out with Mad Dog. Ferry was hanging out. It was a good day. Like, it legit was. Like, it was a good day. It was nice and comfortable out. It wasn't hot. Of course, it was like, I think January or February. It was, you know what I mean? Like, it was a fun, fun day. So, this year, you know, it's going to be 35 bands, plus the Zoo Crew's got their Paint the Neon, or Bring on the Neon, however you want to say it. That's going to be sweet. A lot of good vendors, a lot of good artists, a skate ramp. It's going to be killer. So, leading up till, you know, December, I'm going to pop on and promote that a lot. But mostly that and just play music because I'm actually really busy in December this year. And then January, you know, we'll be here and we'll be ready to go. So it'll be good. Anyway, let's play one more song. Let's get the fuck out of here. Finish this beer. Everybody that's listening, thank you as always. You know, without you all, I don't know. I'd probably still be doing this, but I think one or two less people would be listening. So everybody that does listen, whether it's live when this is airing or you listen to it later on Podbean and on the website, thank you. No, for real. Thank you. Good stuff. Fucking beer makes me kind of soft. Let's see. What do I want to play? What do I want to play to lead us out with? Played a lot of good bands today. I don't know what I want to play. I want some punk rock. I know that. No, I want to pick something. Hold on. I mean, I pick everything, but I don't know. Yeah, shit. Fuck it. You know what? You can always go with that. Enjoy.
for air, Underground Radio.